After what we saw last night and what we've seen for the past few weeks, it looks like Kyler Murray is not the best starting quarterback in Arizona, at least not at this very moment. Maybe next year everything will go back to quote-unquote normal, and Murray will get back to being a solid franchise quarterback, not franchise elevating like he was early in his career, but franchise level. There's no reason why a journeyman like Jacoby Brissett should be outplaying him, but he is. And, you know, what Brissett did against Dallas could be excused as, you know, an offense pummeling one of the worst defenses. But he went into Indianapolis and did the same thing. You know, looked good. And also looked good against Green Bay. Two solid defenses, not amazing in terms of stopping the quarterback, but certainly solid enough. And this is the fascinating thing with Brissett is that if you chart his career, you know, 2020 with the Colts, 2021 with the Dolphins, then with the Browns in 22, then the Commanders in 23, Patriots in 24, and now the Cardinals 25, he has to step into a new offense, new coach, new scheme, everything, new personnel, and gel. And the fact that he has done that with Arizona is incredible. I've talked about this before with kind of, I think I talked about Darius Slayton, the idea of the wide receiver who is not the starter to start the season, but at some point during the season is thrust into a starting role, and year after year, they perform at a fairly high level for a backup. And that's got to be hard to do. Brissett is that on steroids. I mean, that is the quintessential impossible task. And yet, his QB to interception ratio is pretty good throughout his career. And, it's been good once again, with Arizona. It's interesting that in the three games that he has started, Trey McBride has had his three best fantasy performances. The three best Arizona quarterback fantasy performances this season were these past 3 weeks. Brissett, running the table all three times. Marvin Harrison had his best game since week 8 of last year, last night, with Jacoby Brissett. Granted, Harrison was mostly invisible the previous 2 weeks. I have Harrison on my team. I felt the pain. But you can't argue with the fact that Brissett definitely looked his way a lot in the first half, and basically, you know, got him back on track. Harrison got himself back on track. Also, something to consider is that Kyler Murray started the season with James Conner and Trey Benson. And he had Conner for, I think it was 3 games, had Benson, into a 4th game, and basically only had backup running backs supporting him for 1 game. But Brissett has had that in all 3 games. He has had to work with running backs who were not expected to get more than 10, 15 touches for the whole season when this year started. So the odds were stacked against him in all sorts of ways, and he has thrived. From a fantasy perspective, I know one of my opponents, not my direct opponent this week, but someone in my league, had to start Brissett and almost pulled off a victory. It was only because he was facing a team with Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, and George Pickens that he fell just short because of Dallas's efforts to come back in the 4th quarter. But it's going to be a tough decision, or it should be a tough decision. Maybe I'll put it that way, that for Arizona to go back to Kyler Murray, there has to be an understanding that if the season starts to slide and the offense is not as potent with Murray under center, at what point is it just like Tua Tagovailoa in Miami, where you go, this guy is not someone we want to be our starting quarterback for the next 3 to 4 years. That the contract that we signed is not in the best interest of the organization. Now, maybe that's unfair to say about Kyler Murray. Maybe it's unfair to say about Tua. But the reality is, when you have very expensive quarterbacks who cannot easily be cut, on teams that don't have strong Super Bowl, expectations for the next year or so, that to carry the weight of these contracts and these underperforming quarterbacks who were better earlier in their career is striking. The difference, of course, is Miami doesn't have a backup, a good enough backup, but Arizona apparently does. And it'll be very interesting to see whether Brissett continues to start. And if he does, it might be fair to say that Trey McBride, if you have him, you will be better off. And it might be fair to say that if you have Harrison, you'll be better off. And the most incredible thing about all this is that Kyler Murray is getting outplayed by a guy who's been on six different teams in the past six seasons. It shouldn't be that way, except it is, and so we have to call it what it is. If you have Kyler Murray and you have Jacoby Brissett, you're probably hoping that Brissett is named the starter next week, because that might give you the best chance at winning. I'm BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me on the blog, email me anytime. See you tomorrow.